Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day. Courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 28th day of May, year of our Lord, 2019. Welcome to the John Moore Show. I know a lot of you are wondering about how my wife, Dr. Moore, is doing. Well, she's holding her own, resting comfortably, and we just take it a day at a time. And that's where we are there. Prepper tip of the day. I encourage all of you to inventory your food, medical supplies, ammunition, other supplies and tools, of course. Make sure you've got what you need, that it's in good working condition. Anything that takes batteries, please do not store those items with the batteries inside them. Don't do that, seriously. Make sure that almost everything needs to be in a low humidity, cool environment, not exposed to ultraviolet radiation. That's pretty much across the board for almost anything that needs to be stored. So that's your prepper tip of the day. And, of course, any blank spaces you find, just fill them in. We're going to have open lines this first hour. We'll take calls at 800-313-9443. Second hour, we'll have my friend Leon Green with us. We still have cabins available for my Caribbean cruise. The cruise organizer is on a cruise herself. So if you want details, if you do not have internet access, can't read up on it at my website, just give me a call. I'd be glad to mail you a full-color flyer. My telephone number is 314-965-3007. It'll be a lot of fun, and I hope you can go with us. Okay, I know many of you don't get to my website all that frequently. We've had some interesting new things on my website. That is thelibertyman.com. And let's see where we are here, going from the top. Well, I can't make assumptions, can I? Assumptions get people in trouble. This website, it's now smartphone compatible, by the way. It never had been, but now it is. Going from left to right, we got blocks of 3 here. My help wanted announcement. I still have room for one more marketing person. to market me for speaking engagements in the United States and Europe, any place in the world, quite frankly. I doubt that I'll be going to North Korea or Iran, but pretty much any place in the world. Next, we have the block for the Royal Caribbean cruise that we're going on in October. Then a great section there in bright red letters, open source intelligence. We get an update there every few days from a friend of mine who is a former counterintelligence agent. Then, of course, there's a little blurb about me winning the Prague Peace Prize. And then next to that, the Navy map. We talk about that a lot. Next to that, a half-century-old British sports car. That's the first car I ever owned, and I'd like to get another one. So I need help finding one in good condition that I can do some work on. Now, moving down the line, we'll get into some really new stuff. There was a Muslim woman making a speech here in this country, and there was a video here. It's not very long. It's only maybe 4 minutes or so of the goals of Islam to conquer the United States. You really, really need to watch that. Seriously, you do. Next to that, we got back up after being gone for probably 8 or 9 months, 10 months. The link to the EPA Ultraviolet Index. If you're going to be outside and you're in the United States and you got a zip code, you know what zip code you'll be in. You put the zip code in there and you'll find out what the ultraviolet index is for that particular location, that particular day. Now, I got reminded about this. A family member, I found out just 3 or 4 days ago. He's been dealing with skin cancers for about 4 years. He's an avid golfer. He's a boater, fisherman. This is a bright guy. He has a four-year degree from the University of Missouri, successful in his chosen career. But he did not know that such a thing as the ultraviolet index even existed. Apparently, if his doctor knows, the doctor never told him. So you need to know this. You need to know what it is, what it means, and how to protect yourself. You really do need to know that. This is an ever-increasing problem. The sun we have now is not the sun, if you're 50 years old, it's not the sun we had as children. Next to that is a letter. Now, I don't talk frequently about Dr. Limebach. Dr. Limebach was the president of the Canadian Dental Research Association. I think I got that right. Now, imagine this. You've risen to a point in your career, your chosen career to be a dentist, where you've become president of the Canadian Dental Association, and you find out after advocating the use of sodium fluoride in drinking water for so many years, you find out that it's actually poison, and you need to apologize to your entire country, all your friends, your relatives, everybody you went to school with, all your professional associates, everybody in the country. You have to issue an apology. How humiliating. But he did the right thing for the right reasons. This sodium fluoride is one of the most toxic, dangerous, poisonous substances known to mankind. It is. And his letter goes into great detail why you should not consume it. And there's multiple footnotes giving a lot of scientific evidence. Important stuff. Right below that, on the next line down, the next block of three. First, we come to a book. Here's the title of it. It's the main title is pretty simple, Matrix 3, Volume 1. But the subtitle is where it gets your attention. Here's a subtitle. The Psychosocial, Chemical, Biological, and Electromagnetic Manipulation of Human Consciousness. Now, I know my demographics. I know you men and women out there because I get out these speaking engagements and we talk one-on-one. And I know you want to find answers. You want answers? This is it. 918 pages of answers. Now, reading that on a glowing screen is probably not wise. It really isn't, at least not for me. I don't know about you. It'll cost you a few bucks, but it's worth it. This book is out of print. You can't buy new copies anymore. I've seen used copies on Amazon go for $300 to $800, depending on what the supply and demand is. I would send that PDF to a print shop someplace like UPS store or Office Max or Office Depot, one of those kind of places. Have them printed out on a three-hole punch paper. Make sure the holes do not interfere with the text. That's important. That's real important. And get a really big, when I say really big, you're going to need a three-hole, a three-ring binder that can hold 3 inches of paper. 918 pages of paper. That's almost two reams of paper. Maybe it's closer to 4 inches. Print it out, and you've got a great reference book. Now, what makes this book so big? Now, here's what makes it so big. Instead of just giving you a footnote, referring you to another book or a magazine that you need to find, go to a library and find, that in most cases, they print the original source documentation. Hardly anybody does that because it takes up so much space. But the author, Valdemir Valerian, did that. I just noticed that Valdemir is spelled incorrectly, but Valdemir Valerian did that. He's got a research institute. He's got quite a few publications that he's published, and this is my favorite. A great book to find answers about what's going on and why. Next to that is a paper I wrote initially for my brother and my brother-in-law, knowing two things. First of all, it was the right thing to do. Second of all, they wouldn't pay heed. But I did it anyway. It's 20, 21 pages. It was the first product I sold on the internet. The very first thing. I think I was selling them for $5 a piece. 21 pages. It gets into what's coming in our future in terms of violent earth changes. There's some interesting documentation there. It's a free download. 25 pages, like I say, about 20, 21 pages, something like that. Something pretty new next to that we haven't had on my website previously. Something from National Geographic, a short audio on the importance of sleep. I would say it's pretty reasonable to say about half of the adults in this country have some greater or lesser issues with sleep. It is so widespread. I think you really need to listen to that. Next line down. The Gulf Stream has stopped. This is an article I wrote. This changes everything. There's so many tens of thousands of people all over the planet searching for when Planet X will be having its maximum effect on us, when we can see it, and so forth. I agree. That's important on one hand. On the other, you don't need to be searching for our future adverse effects because the future is here right now. It's becoming more and more widely known that I'm the first person in the alternative media to expose the fact, and it is a fact, that on June 12, 2010, the Gulf Stream stopped. You don't need to be searching for what Planet X is going to be doing. You really don't, because this one thing changes everything. It does. It changes everything. I'm going to click on this here and see if, there's actually several things there. My article I wrote, next to that is an article paid for with your tax dollars. The Department of Defense wrote, very important. When I first read it in 2005, it was published in 2004, the Gulf Stream was still functioning. It had lost about 40-50% of its mass and velocity, but it was still chugging along there, more or less. Once I read it, this paper after the Gulf Stream stopped in 2010, it took on a whole different meaning for me, and it will you also. Then there's the current U.S. Navy's ocean surface temperature map. United States Navy publishes a brand new map every 24 hours showing ocean surface temperatures worldwide, not just the Gulf Stream, but all of them. And then right below that, there's an image from the movie Godfather 3. Interesting image. Allegedly, I doubt they got inside the Vatican to make a movie, But supposedly it's a room inside the Vatican, more than 1,000 years old, 20-foot ceilings, and these massive murals of a map of the world on the walls here of the Vatican. Let's see. We'll go back to my homepage here and see what else we've got that you may be interested in taking a look at here. Okay, there's a section on my radio show, a section about weather conditions, and then a section on the energy cleaner. Oh, I skipped over a whole section there. Where have all the bugs gone? This is another part of what's going on right now. Is it related to Planet X? I don't know. Is it happening? Well, it's well documented. If you not well known, but well documented. I first came across this in person. It would have been Labor Day weekend, 2010. I was on a security detail traveling from Boston to St. Louis, straight through. And it was a two-vehicle convoy, and we drove east to west on the interstate highway in New York State at night, 70 miles an hour, Labor Day weekend, a warm summer night, very pleasant, very warm summer night. We stopped to get fuel about 10 p.m., and I'm thinking, well, I'm going to have to clean 500 or 600 bugs off this windshield. Of course I would, right? It's Labor Day weekend. It's summertime. It's warm. It's night. I'm going 70 miles an hour. And guess what? There's about 8 or 10 bugs on the windshield. And I'm looking at this windshield. I'm thinking, something's really broken here. Something's really wrong. I look up at the bright white lights at the service station. Are there thousands of bugs flying around? No. I can count the bugs. There's so few of them. Well, not long after that, I had a conversation with a woman that I knew, I thought might have some answers, and she told me the following. She says, John, within 100 miles of the Atlantic coast, Pacific coast, and the Gulf coast in this country, there's almost no flying insects, almost none. And I said, what? She says, yeah, that's the way it is. She says, the last haven for them is here in the Midwest, where we are. There's a letter there under this section written by a British female entomologist. That's somebody who studies bugs. And I think there may be two letters written by her. Now, this is not just North America. It's also the British Isles. I don't know about Europe. I don't know about the rest of the Northern Hemisphere. But I don't know. What's going on with flying insects in the Northern Hemisphere or the Southern Hemisphere. I know about United Kingdom. I know about North America, but I don't know about those other places. So what's the big deal? Here's the big deal. Listen carefully. The world we live in, the world that supports us, the world that keeps us alive, I'm talking about agriculture here, cannot and will not exist without insects. It can't and it won't. That's how serious this is. Mainstream media has paid almost no attention to this. Beginning about a year ago, I started seeing an occasional article in the alternative media, not much. I think I could count all the ones I've seen on two hands. That's 10, by the way. So this is a big deal. You need to be aware of it. Next to that is my links page. Lots of links to interesting websites. And we already covered some of these other things with my appearance schedule. Nothing scheduled at the moment. New coastlines in the media. That's a project that we talk about a lot. Let's click on that and see what we've got. We'll just, there's 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30, 32, looks like 32. Whoa, yeah. And more coming. And more on the way. Images of continents with different coastlines in movies and TV shows. Here's our break. The call number is 800-313-9443. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. There's a link at my website, thelibertyman.com. I know you've been investing in brass, ordnance, steel, and lead for years. It's time to move forward and also invest in gold and silver. Go to Steve's website, goldwealthfinancial.com. Download the free Rookie Mistakes Guide. If you don't have internet access, I know many of you don't, give him a call, and he'll mail you a copy of it. It's beautiful, 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Steve has put together a great team of men and women that really know their stuff, can help you learn about how to invest in gold and silver safely, economically, and do it the right way. You'll be very glad to work with Steve and his people. Thank you very much.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, Gerald Moore here on Tuesday, the 28th of May. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, we're going on a Caribbean cruise. The details at my website at thelibertyman.com. If you don't have internet access, my cruise director is on a cruise herself. Just give me a call. I'll mail you a full-color flyer. My phone number is 314-965-3007. My wife, Dr. Moore, was saying, honey, you should give the Memorial Day sale another day because people are on vacation and may not even know about it. So we'll extend the Memorial Day sale on energy cleaners and mattress pads another 24 hours. Going till midnight, well, it won't be 24 hours. It'll be less than 24 hours. Going till midnight tonight, that would be Tuesday the 28th, $25 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. And if you're mailing a check or money, or just make sure it's postmarked by midnight tonight. So give all you folks who are out of town on a little vacation a chance to participate in the Memorial Day sale also. It goes to midnight tonight. Let's see. Getting back to where we were there, and we got a caller on hold. Something I wanted to go over real quick. These new coastlines in the media. I can't take credit for finding this. These more than 30 images were found by all of you out there, not by me. They were found by all of you in movies and TV shows going back to the 1950s. When you're watching a movie or a TV show, it doesn't matter if it's 60 years old or just came out, pay attention. If you see an image of a coastline of a continent that's different, get a screen capture to me. You get your choice of any of my five or now six DVDs as a thank you. We have a caller on hold here, taking a break from feeding his goats. It's Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John. First, did y'all have a good weekend?
It was an okay weekend. One day is about the same as another when you're a full-time caregiver, Jerry.
I understand, but I guess to some degree I can sympathize with you because we're animal bottle babies and mountain nannies and what have you. You got to be there for them every day.
That's right.
Don't you've got a disaster in the making, but when I say good weekend, I hope the best. But you're talking about the bugs and the scarcity of them. Since we quit using any kind of pesticide, herbicide, or insecticide on our place, we've seen a lot of changes. Matter of fact, I've got built a box for bees, and we have a lot of hoarhound here, and the bees just go after it like crazy. And they've been here since we've been here 14 years. So about 2 or 3 years ago, I built a box, and Rick Smith was talking about it. It's called the Bee Commander. It's attractant, so right. I bought some. Right. And I put a little bit in that box. We have got new residents on our place. We've got a fantastic, very active beehive.
Well, good for you,
box.
Jerry.
I'm excited.
Yeah. So, how long before you're harvesting honey? Do you have any idea?
Well, probably this fall I'll get a little. They call it the Kenya. It's very popular. And they get them rooster. Every time I want to talk or do something, they got to participate. But let me walk away from the barn a little bit. It's a horizontal hive. This is about 4 foot long. It is kind of a trapezoid, I guess is what you call it. Like an upside down pyramid triangle with
right,
a top,
right,
the
right.
sharp part cut off. And it's a top bar. It didn't have a foundation. They're real popular, and what I like about them is no heavy lifting and minimum invasion into the hive when you go to check on them and harvest the honey. So I expect to get, hope to get a little, maybe a couple, 3 pounds. I'm going to leave them a lot of reserves so they can make it through the winter, good Lord willing, without any assistance, you know. They leave them alone and they'll take care of themselves as a general rule.
Right,
but,
right.
I'm really excited.
That's great.
Sometimes I go out there and I'll spend 30 minutes just sitting there washing them in and out. And just it's calming, you know, to be around your animals and nature and just observe, you know. But the deal with the bugs, I don't know. We're fairly close to the same age. Back in the 60s, when I was in school, and I'm going to say I was in grade school. Uh-oh.
Hold that thought, Jerry.
Okay.
We got a break. We'll be back after the break, everybody.
Hey, You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Cleaner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
A friend of mine, Jeff, he's a physicist. He's not quite made a commitment yet to go on the cruise with us. If Jeff goes with us, it will be another fascinating aspect to everything that will be taking place. He is a physicist and a fascinating man to be around and to talk to. Get the details on my cruise at my website at thelibertyman.com. If you don't have internet access, just give me a phone call. I'll mail you a flyer. My phone number is 314-965-3007. We're making an extension for the folks that were on vacation and didn't find out about the Memorial Day sale on my energy cleaners and mattress pads until it was already over because you were on vacation for a few days. We're extending the sale on the energy cleaner and mattress pads until midnight tonight. $25 off the energy cleaner, 10% off the mattress pad. So we give everybody a chance to get in on that. Jerry has some follow-up comments. This issue with the bugs, would you agree with me, sir, that the world we live in cannot exist without bugs?
Well, it's an eco cycle. I guess it, I don't know if that's the proper term or not, but everything thrives on one another.
Everything's connected to everything else, isn't it? Right.
Right. You know, yeah, I get that environment out of balance, then you've got issues. It's just like a discussion on our ham radio, our little old group last night that brought up about the poor management of our forest and what have you, and let no control burns, let everything grow up, and then you've got these tremendous fires and hot fires, and everything's choked out, wildlife leaves or dies. But back in the 60s, of course, you know, we were going into an ice age, if you remember correctly.
Oh, yeah.
I was in grade school. I remember seeing a film. I hadn't thought about this in ages. They were showing, you know, of course, I don't know how much of it was propaganda and how much of it was for real, but they're showing that the Soviet Union, they would raise just billions of acres of grain, wheat, and various crops. And they decided that the birds were eating too many of the, too much of the grain before they could get it harvested. So they started a campaign to eradicate the birds. Well, they did. Well, what happened?
The bugs took over and were doing even more damage, weren't they?
They did more damage, and they was going out through there with these backpacks on with sprayers, spraying their crops to keep the bugs away.
Right.
You know, that, this is the reverse of what you're talking about with the bugs. But, we've noticed we've got a lot more wild birds since... you know, things have settled down. We've got bugs and little critters moving around. It was 2 or 3 years after we moved here before we even saw an earthworm when we turned over a rock or something.
Right.
Now
right.
They're abundant everywhere you look.
That's good. That's healthy soil. Healthy soil has earthworms.
Even old grub worms. They can do a lot of damage, but they're there. Matter of fact, I got one the other day uncovered. It was huge. But... we mess up the ecosystem. We're kind of in a bad shape. God put everything in motion, and you look at old roads, highways, and what have you, it's been abandoned with a modern highway. Give it a few years, and it starts healing itself. There's grass and trees will crop up between the concrete and the asphalt, and it breaks it down and returns it back to... what God made.
That's right.
But, I thought that interesting, though, that supposedly the Soviet Union killed off all the birds, bugs, natural predatory, or predator, and what happens? The bugs take over. So,
yeah.
I don't know where the bugs is going.
Well, they've died off, obviously. Anything else, Jerry?
No, y'all have a good day, and give your wife a special hug and a pat on the head, and tell her we got her in our prayers.
You too. Okay, thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it.
You have a good day.
Thank you, sir. Your call number is 800-313-9443. Let's see. We're going through my website here. Next, after the section on the new coastlines in the media, we've got the latest headlines from Associated Press. That's always good. Then got two more things there. Below that, we've got the free download section, literally hundreds of different articles, and then embedded videos. Let's see what's here. I haven't looked at this in a while myself. Oh, yeah, this is fun. This is, the first thing is, what do I call this? Chasing technology, emotions versus logic. This is about firearms and firearms technology and the ignorance of firearms technology. What we hear a lot from people who want to take away our firearms is how dangerous the semi-automatic rifles are what they call assault rifles, which they aren't. They call them assault weapons. They're not assault weapons. An assault weapon has to have a function that allows it to fire semi-automatic and full automatic to be an assault weapon. What they're calling assault weapons really are just common semi-automatic rifles that have no more firepower, firepower being how quickly it can shoot, no more firepower than rifles manufactured, during the Civil War, quite frankly, the War of Northern Aggression. We had lever-action rifles, Spencer, and maybe some of the early Winchesters were being manufactured and used in the last year or so of the Civil War. So I've got at the bottom of my article that I wrote, we've got a short clip. It's only about 10 seconds, 10 or 15 seconds. It's the introduction of the hugely popular TV show from the 1950s called The Rifleman with Chuck Connors. And he's got a Winchester lever action rifle. I believe he shoots it 12 times in 4 seconds, if I'm not mistaken. He could have shot it 15 times in 5 seconds, but they chose to go that route. Point being, firearms that shoot really fast is nothing new. There's nothing new or exotic or unusual about rifles in this country that can shoot really fast. They've been around for about a century and a half. Nothing new about that at all. See, in many investigations, you look at two things. What's the same and what's different? Now, the AR-15 that become so hugely popular has been sold since the early 1960s. Nothing new there. More than half a century, AR-15s have been around that a person could buy if they chose to. And they weren't used in mass shootings for decade after decade until recently. So what's different? What is different? There's one common denominator that links, except for the ones the Muslims are involved in, that links all these mass shootings, except the ones the Muslims are involved with. And here's that common denominator, psychotropic drugs. I'm pretty sure, and I may be wrong, if I am, I apologize, but I'm pretty sure that the shooters in all these mass shootings, except the Muslims, have had prescriptions for psychotropic drugs. Now what's the same is access to firearms. What's different is psychotropic drugs. Now, Jerry mentioned he and I being about the same age. I assume we are. I'm 71 years old, graduated from high school in 1966. Not long after I graduated from high school, about 1969 or so, there was a sea change, a dramatic shift, a dramatic change in mental health care in this country, which brought us to where we are right now. Here was a change. The healthcare professionals, the mental healthcare professionals, they reached a conclusion that we can save all this money. We can save hundreds of millions of dollars nationwide if we stop locking up people who are dangerous. Instead, we give them a prescription for psychotropic drugs and a check every month. And they can just live a normal life, more or less. Now, that's been half a century ago. Literally, 1969 was half a century ago. Here's what happened. First of all, they instantly, immediately created out of thin air, they created a nationwide homeless crisis that continues to this day. They instantly did that. They also put out on the street men and women who are dangerous and can't be trusted to be loose in society. They can't. Now, in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, up until 1969, the men who commit these mass shootings almost without exception. There might have been a couple of exceptions. I think the gentleman who did that horrible act there in Las Vegas, I don't recall his name, doesn't matter. He may have been one of the exceptions, maybe not. Almost without exception, these mass murderers would have been incarcerated in a mental health institution in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, 60s. Instead of stabilizing them, what they call stabilize, with a psychotropic drug and turning them loose. So, blaming the firearms for human behavior, that's wrong. It's not going to get you the goal that you're desiring, which is a safe and functional society. Limiting access to these tools won't accomplish that for the following reason. First of all, they'll find other ways. Men and women, it's mostly men, of course, it's almost always Caucasian males, by the way, that commit these mass murders. They commit them because of the defect in their brain. It's called by mental illness or defect. There's a defect in their brain, and they murder because that's what their brain tells them to do, as dysfunctional as it is. If they don't have access to firearms, well, they'll find another way. Explosive devices, running trucks into crowded areas, knives, of course. There was an incident in Japan yesterday where a man with a knife murdered a whole bunch of people. Now, in England, they're attempting to control tools again. Won't work. Sorry, England, you're wrong. And they prosecute the right people. They prosecute the wrong people for the wrong reasons, what I meant to say. If your home's being invaded by a criminal in England and you defend yourself with a knife, you're the one who's going to be arrested and prosecuted. How crazy is that? The woman's supposed to be a victim, of course. The woman whose home is being invaded so she can be raped and murdered, they prosecute her for defending herself with a knife. How insane is that? So I wrote this article to try to bring some clarity to the issue, to give people some talking points. There's not very many anti-gun people that visit my website. There probably are some. They may do it as opposition research. But most of my listeners and most people that go to my website are pro-gun people. So I hopefully I'm giving you some ammunition that you can use when you're in a discussion with a relative, a friend, a coworker, somebody you go to church with, whatever it might be. Give them some ammunition to show the issue in a different light and maybe help bring them some understanding. People are fearful of firearms because of lack of knowledge. Now anybody under age 60 has probably not seen The Rifleman, and even people 65, because if you were 60 years old, you would have been born when this movie and when this TV show was just about to end. So you'd have to be 65 years of age or older to have seen this show when it was being broadcast live. The Rifleman, starring Chuck Connors, hugely, hugely popular, by the way. A big guy. He was a former professional baseball player, very athletic, big guy. So that's my website. I was just going through my website and let's see, going down below The Rifleman, we've got a trailer for a movie. Then we got a speech by Master Sergeant Roy Benavidez, Special Forces Sergeant. I got to have lunch with Roy before he passed, and it was an honor and a privilege to have lunch with Master Sergeant Roy Benavidez, a Medal of Honor winner. A John Wayne variety show special, pretty neat. A video about cancer, a video about these Middle East refugees, a video about the truth about recently deceased Senator John McCain. Something really funny done to the BBC. I was hoping it would be a miniseries or something, but it's just a little clip of a few minutes. Real Housewives of ISIS. It's a hoot. Then there's me giving a short introduction, and then something about the jet stream crossing the equator, which is pretty unusual. There's three jet streams, northern hemisphere, equatorial, and southern hemisphere, and it was a pretty unusual event. I don't know if it's been repeated since. So that's I'm pretty sure almost everything on our website. The last but not least, we have the most recent radio show posted there that you can listen to it, which would have been the most recent live show. Would have been this past Friday. Yesterday, Monday, we had a repeat of my last Thursday show, which I should mention. Last Thursday, we had my friend Command Sergeant Major Dan Page on the first 90 minutes. If you haven't heard that, you really need to hear it. Here's our last break this hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
I can't get no satisfaction.
was a guest. I did a guest appearance yesterday with Eric Gajewski. His radio show is Trad Cat Night, Traditional Catholic Night. And we talked a bit about the threat of a Red Dawn invasion. I am in touch with some private sources that I hope to be getting more information this week. It is, in my opinion, a clear and present danger. It really is. And ultimately, it's going to be a spiritual battle. It doesn't make sense otherwise. It's just going to be a spiritual battle. And I encourage people to get their spiritual house in order. That is the most foundational, the most important single thing that each and every one of you can do, is to get your spiritual house in order. Yes, of course you need food, medical supplies, ammunition. Of course you need those things. That's a given on one hand. On the other, with what I know is coming at us with violent earth changes, which are already here, quite frankly, the possibility is not definite, but a definite possibility of a Red Dawn type invasion involving Russia, China, South military people from the South America, and Islamic terrorists and the terrorist gangs and drug cartels. It would be a nightmare. You need to have your spiritual house in order. Just quite frankly, you just need to do that. And as I get information, I will review it and talk to my associates and report the information. Once I verify that it's accurate and true, then I'll publish it here on my radio show. People ask me, I get a request once a week, John, put me on an email list. I don't have an email list. If I have information to put out, it's either on my website or goes out live on the air. That's where it's put out. So no email list. Top of the hour here, we'll have Leon Green with us, and we'll be talking about preparedness-related matters, of course, and doTERRA essential oils. That should be part of your stockpiling, quite frankly. These oils will last basically forever if they're kept in a cool, dry, dark place. They will. There's no expiration date on the doTERRA essential oils. Oils found in King Tut's tube were still medically viable. And they've been there for, what, more than 2,000 years? Yeah. I think you can say there's no expiration date on the oils pretty safely there, can't we? There's a lot to look at my website, a lot to learn at my website, and it's been a challenge getting it reconfigured to be smartphone compatible. More and more people are accessing the internet from their smartphone, so we just had to do that. Here's a top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.